This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, mama. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday. And to say it would be an embarrassment of riches for the next 3 hours would be putting it mildly. Are you asking, Jesse, you must have some extra Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits in the studio? Yes, I do, but that's not even what I'm talking about. You know what else I have here? Don't start looking for them, Chris. They're for me, not for you. Anyway, what's on tap for tonight? Well, I don't know, a little something called Medal of Honor Monday coming up 1 hour from now. Oh, I might even add a little bit of history to it tonight. Want to do a little history with me tonight? We're going to talk about New York City glowing in the dark. We're going to talk about a diamond heist. Why the Democratic Party can't correct itself. We're going to talk about IQs, the different kinds of IQs. The sky is green. There's a new great example of that. Apparently, China's about to take Taiwan. Marco Rubio's staffer got beat to a bloody pulp. And so much more tonight coming up on The Jesse Kelly Show. But first, I want to begin here. Did you know there are different types of intelligence? Just stay with me. Stay with me. Just stay with me for a second. There are different types of intelligence. I know what you're thinking, Jesse, you probably have every type, and that's mostly true, but there are actually different kinds. And I see this with my own children. My oldest son, we call him the human GPS. It's borderline weird. If he rides in the back seat somewhere, wherever we're going, he will remember how to get there. It's just part of his brain. If he reads a book about animal facts, you can ask him. He will know how long in the average rhino's horn is. It just makes sense to him. He does it. But he's different than my youngest son. My youngest son, he's not the human GPS. He couldn't do that. He couldn't find his own bedroom without some help. However, Mr. Charming. He walks in a party. Every pretty girl wants to talk to him. Every adult wants to hang out with him. He goes to school. He gets perfect scores in school. Different kinds of intelligence.
spatial intelligence. I'm about to read you some of the different ones. Logical, mathematical skills, interpersonal intelligence, musical intelligence, whatever. There are different types of intelligence. All right, you understand? Something interesting is going on right now with Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. And I will never fully understand how super, super lofty people, or I should say, I don't want to call them highly accomplished, but people in high up positions, how they can be so bad at things you would think are necessary. There's no way you can look out at what's happening right now in America and say things are going well. And this is not a Republican-Democrat thing. If you're a walking, talking, thinking, breathing adult, you know full well things are not going well. No, maybe you're blaming different people or different things, but you know that full well. Borders open, inflation's bad. We're about out of diesel fuel. We'll get to that in a minute. It's just all really, really bad right now. Now, pause on that for a moment. We're going to take yet another side story, but this is necessary. Quit, Chris. I can do this. It's my show. If you called me up tonight and you said, Jesse, hey, I need you to come house sit for me this weekend, taking the fam out to the beach for the weekend, left you some frozen pizzas, the little Totino's ones we know you love, and some bourbon, hang out, watch the house for the weekend. And I said, sure, sounds good. And you show back up on Monday to your home, and your kitchen is actually on fire as you pull into the driveway. The ceiling in your living room is caved in because the upstairs is so flooded now, your attic is falling down into your living room. The doors are falling off. There's a big hole in one of the walls, and you walk in on this scene, and your home's a disaster, and I'm there. In that moment, I really have two main choices. Well, three. One, I could just own up to it. I screwed everything up. It's my fault. But let's act like that's not an option, because with the Democratic Party, it's not an option. I can do one of two things. I can say, hey, yeah, no. I know this is bad, but hey, look at the backyard. I mowed the backyard. I even trimmed the hedges for you. Check this out. The dog is fed. Look, I actually did. I fixed your fence back there. If I have that kind of intelligence, I can try to change the subject. That's what I can try to do. Change the subject to something that makes me look good. But what if I don't have that kind of intelligence? What's the worst thing I could possibly say to you if you just walked into your home being simultaneously full of water and on fire? What's the worst thing I could say to you at that time? Hey, everything's good. Man, you know what? This place is almost, it's basically improved. I helped. That's the thing I could say to you that would make you angrier than anything else. Let's go to Joe Biden. You've already heard this clip before, as everything is on fire.
The annual inflation rate came in at 8.3%. The stock market nosedived. People are shocked by their grocery bills. What can you do better and faster?
Well, first of all, let's put this in perspective. Inflation rate month to month was just an inch, hardly at all.
You're not arguing that 8.3 is good news.
No, I'm not saying it is good news, but it was 8.2 or 8.2 before. I mean, it's not. I can make it sound like all of a sudden, my God, it went to 8.2%.
It's the highest inflation rate, Mr. President, in 40 years.
I got that. But guess what we are? We're in a position where for the last several months, it hasn't spiked. It has just barely, it's been basically even.
Essentially, the Democratic Party, the Biden administration, has decided they're going to either lecture you that you should be caring about something different, or they're going to tell you the disaster you're experiencing right now is not actually a disaster at all. Instead, things are basically great. And if you don't realize that, you're stupid. Oh, yeah, your kitchen's on fire. Sorry for improving it, idiot. That's a very interesting strategy to take going into the election, especially when I think there's something people aren't considering. Well, there's a couple things people aren't considering. One, what if something terrible happens in this country right now? Uniquely terrible. Because There's always the danger of that, right? And I'm going to explain where I'm going here in a second. But what if something terrible happens on top of everything else? I mentioned as a brief tease in the beginning, New York City glowing in the dark. Walk with me here really quickly. Walk with me. We have an FBI that doesn't care at all about solving crimes anymore. Their mission has been completely shifted to attacking Republicans. They're now all communist activists, and they spend every waking moment arresting people for reading Bible verses in an abortion clinic. That's what they do now. But here's the thing. There are only so many hours in the day. There's only so much manpower. And if you've directed, your counterterrorism heads to focusing on school board parents, guess what they're not focused on? They're not focused on the 900,000 gotaways at the southern border. You know what a gotaway is. I'm not going to insult your intelligence, but look, I realize there may be some Democrats listening, so let me explain what a gotaway is for you. The cartels, the people who get caught at the border, almost all want to get caught, or maybe not almost all. Much of the time they want to get caught, and much of the time the cartels, they tell them to get caught. Okay, so you're a cartel guy. You're hauling drugs. You're hauling people from other nation states. You're hauling things across the border you don't want investigated. So you haul a group of civilians up there with you who want into America, and you tell them, hey, all of you, Pedro, Lupe, take the whole group, and you run up to that group of Border Patrol agents and turn yourselves in. Don't worry, America's stupid and insane, and they'll just let you in the country, and they'll never deport you anyway. So Pedro and Lupe, they take the whole group of people, and they run up to the Border Patrol agents, which occupies the Border Patrol's time in that particular area, so the cartel can bring the drugs and people they don't want discovered across at a different part of the border. Those are gotaways. If you got away at the southern border, it's because you wanted to. It's because, for whatever reason, you didn't want to be caught. Now, that brings me to this. We're tying all this stuff together here. At a time when the Biden regime is busy telling you that everything's fine, everything's good, the economy's fine, gas prices are fine, the border's fine, everything's totally fine, border's never been more secure.
The border is secure.
Congressman, the border...
Everything's fine. There are two things happening on the planet right now you had better be very much aware of. Maybe you don't care about them, but boy, they might come home. You want to talk about New York City glowing in the dark? Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
I don't need to fight.
I have not made that formal decision, but it's my intention. My intention to run again. And we have time to make that decision.
Dr. Biden is for it. Mr. President. Oh.
That's Joe Biden passing out mid-interview. That actually is going to tie into everything we're talking about here for a moment. This come back with me here. So there's a lot. We're unpacking a lot here. The Biden administration, they have no idea how to speak to people. They're telling people everything's fine, and they're lying. They're really lying about something that it doesn't matter until it matters. And I pray to God we never have to go back and replay this show as one of those things of me being right, right? You know how I love screwing off and doing that? I really, really want to be wrong. We have 900,000 gotaways at the southern border. Two things are going on in the world right now. Russia has invaded Ukraine. You obviously know about this. Russia is currently openly threatening the use of tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine. And China just elected Xi Jinping. Stay with me. It's foreign policy. Stay with me. China just elected me Xi Jinping to a third term. He's basically going to be dictator for life. Xi Jinping did a couple things right away. Now, this is internal Chinese politics, which none of us fully understand. But I do know people who do understand. And I talked to one of my buddies today. Xi Jinping, the people he has put into place now, they're all on a war footing, all of them. They're all intelligence officers, military officers, all of them. Okay, let's combine that with this. Merrick Garland, Attorney General Merrick Garland, got up today and he had this to say about China.
Over the past week, the Justice Department has taken several actions to disrupt criminal activity by individuals working on behalf of the government of the People's Republic of China. Earlier today, in the Eastern District of New York, a complaint was unsealed charging two PRC intelligence officers with attempting to obstruct, influence, and impede a criminal prosecution of a PRC-based telecommunications company. The complaint alleges that in 2019, the defendants directed an employee at a U.S. government law enforcement agency to steal confidential information about the United States criminal prosecution of the company.
Headline: group allegedly spying on Chinese nationals had Mayor Adams as an honored guest at a gala. Gala or gala, Chris? Are we saying gala or gala? Do both work? Does it depend on your level of education? Because we should probably choose the lower one. All right. Okay. Now, this is a lot. I realize this is a lot. So we have a wide open border. We have our two main geopolitical enemies on the world stage, China and Russia, on a war footing. Russia is already in war. China is gearing up for war. They're gearing up to take Taiwan. You don't have to believe me. Take it from the admiral here.
It's not just what President Xi says, but it's how the Chinese behave and what they do. And what we've seen over the past 20 years is that they have delivered on every promise they've made earlier than they said they were going to deliver on it. So when we talk about the 2027 window, in my mind, that has to be a 2022 window or potentially a 2023 window. I can't rule that out. I don't mean at all to be alarmist by saying that.
Did someone cross our southern border with a tactical nuclear weapon? A dirty bomb? Jesse, we would know. No, you don't understand. The nukes we worry about now, they're not the big ones, because we already have ones that are big enough to basically end life on the planet. They can't get bigger. I mean, they can, but it won't do any good. Okay, we have those. You know the nukes they worry about now? They're the small ones. They're the small ones. Ones that aren't designed to level an entire city. Just, oh, I don't know, 20 or 30 city blocks worth. Ones that can easily be marched across our southern border. Who has come across our southern border while they were busy telling us everything was fine, while they were busy telling us the border was secure? How many Al-Qaeda terrorists have come across the southern border? Hamas, Hezbollah. How many Chinese intelligence agents have come across our southern border? How many Russian intelligence agents have come across our southern border? And in case you don't think you should have to worry about that, you should understand you're going to be very worried about that if you wake up one morning and roll over and pick up your cell phone and find that Midtown Manhattan is not going to be habitable for about 10,000 years. You're going to be very, very worried about that. You see, we talk all the time about elections having consequences. Elections have consequences. When you elect a human being who's not a fully functional adult, the rest of the world watches, and like hungry wolves, they start licking their chops. If China invades Taiwan, Joe Biden has said multiple times on camera that we will jump in and defend them. That is World War III with a major nuclear power. You should understand the stakes of that game and what it means. And now ask yourself this, as long as we're doing these mental exercises, and then we're going to move on. We're going to move on to different things about momentum and the sky is green. We have history to come and everything else. Ask yourself this. Remember, always put yourself in your enemy's shoes. Enemy's shoes, not yours. Enemy's shoes. If you're Xi Jinping, you now have a complete hold on power in China. You have mobilized a cabinet that has nothing but military and intelligence experience. Why wouldn't you go now? Are you going to wait until Donald Trump's back in the White House potentially? Or Heavy D or someone like that? We got problems coming soon. And I haven't even gotten to diesel fuel, which I'll actually get to here in just a second. But first, at least we'll have good shrimp. I mean, look, as the bomb goes off, I wonder how fast, Chris, do you think we should reach out to Biloxi, or would this be inappropriate to ask them, how fast does this shrimp cook in a nuclear blast? Because I bet it's got to be very quick. No, seriously, you do have the best shrimp on the planet delivered to your front door now. 95% of our shrimp comes from overseas. Most of those countries are actually openly communist. They hate our guts. Biloxi shrimp comes right out of the Mississippi Gulf, delivered to any home in the United States of America. Buying the best quality shrimp because it's closer. You're buying American. You're supporting a company that shares your values. I get emails every day thanking me. Oh, Jesse, best shrimp ever. Jesse, you weren't kidding. They have multiple packages available on the website. Go. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo Jesse gets you 10% off. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo Jesse.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We're 30 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday and then history, because it's going to tie into a big story from today. And man, it's going to be fun. We still have to talk about this diamond heist. I'm excited for that. What, Chris? I like these big crimes. I mean, don't commit crimes. I like talking about the crimes and putting myself inside of the crimes and things like that. That's all. What, Chris? That's always fun. I think I did something rude again this weekend. That seems to be a regular theme on the show. You know what, Chris? Maybe we need a little thing for the soundboard. Was Jesse rude or something like that? What? No, the answer is not always yes, Chris. That's not fair. That's not true at all. The answer is not always yes. Anyway, back real quick before I get to this momentum in the Democratic Party and things like that. Real quick, you're Xi Jinping. You have complete hold on power. You know, they're well aware of our elections here. You know 2024 is coming. You know how unpopular the Democratic Party is. You know what Trump was like when he was there. He didn't put up with any crap. If you're Xi Jinping, are you going to wait to remember this? Remember, China feels like Taiwan already belongs to them. It's not that they want it. They feel like it's already theirs. Chinese maps don't have Taiwan on them. They don't. If you're Xi Jinping, are you going to wait till this person is no longer commander in chief?
I have not made that formal decision, but it's my intention. My intention to run again. And we have time to make that decision.
Dr. Biden is for it. Mr. President. Oh.
Dr. Biden thinks that my wife thinks that that we're doing something very
important. Today, Junior?
Why would you wait if you're Xi Jinping? What on earth would make you wait? Why would you wait till this person's gone?
And you're elected the highest ranking black Indian with Indian background woman in American history to be vice president.
Gosh. Why would you wait? All right, you know what? Set that stuff aside. That's enough nuclear war for now. You get to a couple things. Why won't they change course? Why won't they change course? Why won't they change? And keep in mind, everyone knows they should. Do you understand? There's a chance we wake up the morning after Election Day and New York has a Republican governor. You do get that, right? I'm not saying bank on it, but you understand Lee Zeldin in every poll now is within striking distance of Kathy Hochul in maybe the bluest state in the United States of America. So why, though? What's the reason? What's the reason? Crime. People are waking up every single day. Oh, look, someone else just got thrown in front of a subway car. Oh, another stabbing, another shooting, another this. And people don't want to live there. So it's crime. Now, if you're the Democratic Party, you're in danger of losing the bluest state or one of them in the United States of America. And you poll, because that's all these guys do is poll. All they do is poll, 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 poll. So they know what the issues are. You know, you're in danger of losing your stronghold because of crime. There's no question about it. In blue places, that's why. What would you do? I know I'm making you be a Democrat for a minute, but what would you do? There's one obvious choice, right? Hey, let's switch gears and be tough on crime. Hey, no more of this bail stuff. Hey, no, but start throwing the book at people. We're going to start adding to police budgets. We're going to be all in. We are going all in. You wouldn't even necessarily have to do it. You just have to kind of lie about it and you try to fool enough morons to get elected again, right? You would at least attempt to pivot. Headline. Eric Adams offers few details after a New York City criminal justice summit with the DA, with DAs. Why aren't they changing? Jesse, why aren't they changing? Why aren't they drilling for oil? Why aren't they getting tough on crime? Why aren't they closing the border? They see the poll numbers. Why aren't they? Why aren't they? Why aren't they? Momentum is a powerful thing. It's an amazing thing. And I want to address something I said that has people really mad. I said it on Friday. I've said it before. I don't know why people are shocked, but I said it on Friday, and I'm going to address it again about Donald Trump going to prison. Why I say he's going to end up going to prison. He's going to be arrested on television. He's going to go to prison. Why? Momentum. If you're in New York, you're Eric Adams, you don't have a, quote, summit with the DAs and then come out and say, hey, guys, we're working on it. You're on the verge of having a Republican governor. You come out and you say, we have changed the bail laws, and these people are going to be locked up, not just now, forever. We're bringing back the electric chair. We are the Democrat. That is what you do. But he won't. Why? Because he can't. Who told you? Rewind. Who told you before Eric Adams was even elected, who told you that he was going to be elected and that he was going to be just as soft on crime as Bill de Blasio? Who told you that? Oh, that's right. That was me. And why did I tell you that? I explained it then. I'll explain it to you again. Eric Adams is not in control. Joe Biden is not in control. Right now, momentum is in control. His name is Momentum, and he's virtually unstoppable. Even if Joe Biden wanted to, and I bet you deep down he does, even if Joe Biden wanted to build the wall and deport the illegal immigrants and drill for oil so we can get gas prices down so I don't lose an election, even if he wanted to, the momentum dictates that he cannot do it. He's not allowed. The powers that be, the power base, would never allow it. Even if Eric Adams wants to stop crime in New York City, look, hey, we got to stop crime. We got to crack down. We're going to lose power. Even if he wants to, and he might. Even if he wants to, he can't do it. Momentum cannot be changed, cannot be stopped. Add these two emails. Jesse, I agree with your analysis, but if Trump is going to prison, then it's safe to stop with the endless Trump versus Heavy D debate for 2024, right? Because I seem to remember recently hearing that if this escalates, Trump will be unable to run. For the sake of restoring sanity and having just one thing consistently make sense, rip the Band-Aid. Trump is out, right? No, Trump is going to be in. He'll run even from jail or prison. That is the times we live in now. That leads me to this email. Jesse, you are really out of touch with reality, making a statement that President Trump will go to prison. You must either be misinformed or having some kind of mental crisis. Okay? I'm going to be nice as humanly possible here. Did you, and maybe you feel this way too, not just the person who wrote the email, did you take your emotions out of it before you wrote that email to me? I'm misinformed. Did I say I wanted Trump to go to prison? I think what has happened to Trump is an embarrassing disgrace. And I actually think what they've done to him has forced us as a nation to cross a line that I don't know that we can go back from. I don't know that there's ever going back from what they've done to that man. But back to what I was talking about, momentum. If you tell me Trump's not going to prison, okay, fine. I better not hear in the next breath, though, when I ask you why, because he's the best. No, Trump's super smart. No, Trump's the best. No. Trump's not in power. I need you to tell me who at the DOJ is going to stop it. Which one of these Democrat judges they'll use in D.C., which one of them is going to stop it? Joe Biden going to step in, appoint a special prosecutor to stop it? I'm all ears. I'm the one that's misinformed, right? I'm all ears. So inform me. Who stops it? Put down the MAGA pom-poms and learn to analyze politics dispassionately. He's going down. And it sucks, and it's a disgrace, and it makes me mad, and I hate it. He's going down. All right. Speaking of going down... Quit, Chris. I'm talking about testosterone levels going down. 50%. Testosterone levels are half of what they were 50 years ago. Some of that's our fault. We eat crappy food. We sit around too much, myself included. Part of it's nothing we can do about. The estrogens are all through the waters. They're in the plastics. They're in everything. It's really bad. It's a national crisis we're not talking about. Chalk is talking about it. All natural herbal supplements. 35% off any Chalk subscription. Male Vitality Stack, fellas. Male Vitality Stack. Ladies, Female Vitality Stack. You want to lose some weight? You want to feel better, more energy, healthier, stronger, ready to fight the communists? Go get a stack from Chalk. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. 35% off the lifetime of the subscription. Chalk.com, promo Jesse.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We're just 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday in history. And it's just, oh man, I can't wait. But again, back to what we were talking about when it comes to these people, momentum, momentum keeps them from stopping any of these destructive policies, even if one individual did, or one individual wanted to, I should say. They couldn't. They wouldn't be allowed by the powers that be. And so they go back over and over and over again to things that aren't working at all. Here's Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner. Good grief, this is really going
to
help.
Part of the Republican playbook, as you well know, is to point a finger at large, diverse cities and say large, diverse cities are lawless. Here is the same old playbook, which is about coded and racist messaging. It's about blaming the biggest city in Pennsylvania with the most diverse population for having the same national struggle that we have with gun violence.
Walk in after.
This is the new right. That doesn't work anymore. Racist! Nazi! That it's not even that that makes us angry now or sad. It would never even bother us at all. Wouldn't make me defend myself at all. The days of the right allowing the communists to dictate the conversation with accusations that try to make us defend ourselves, those days are gone. I think the police should take violent criminals and throw them in prison and basically keep them there until they die in prison. You're a racist! Okay, none of that changes anything. I just said I don't know what you're talking about. That's fine if you think that. It really means nothing to me. But they can't change. There's one thing that can save them. Change. That's what can save them. They're, the policy of the National Democratic Party and local Democratic Party is crime. That's their policy. Open borders, criminals go free. That is the policy of the Democratic Party. They can change their election chances in blue areas like New York if they change, but they can't. They can't even seem to implement my cat policy. What, Chris? Don't shake your head. Dear Shogun Oracle, I usually listen to the show in complete lockstep with you. However, your solution to rat infestation is woefully wrong. Cats have their place in the animal kingdom, but you're ignoring the obvious solution, honey badgers. The only place in the world more utopian than rat-filled sewers to these wonderful creatures would be Snake Island. Never send a feline to do a weasel's job is something my dad always said, and I think you should heed that that sage advice. I'm hoping you get it together after this misstep. Onward and upward, pink flower. That's not nice. Weasels are fascinating creatures. Badgers and honey badgers and wolverines. And I'm not particularly a fan of the mongoose because of the scars on my finger. But yes, they're awesome things. All right. Remember, we have Medal of Honor Monday coming. We have history coming. We have Giza Dream Sheets coming. Oh, wait. That's me. I mean, it could be you. The greatest sheets in the history of the world. The Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. It's like sleeping in a freaking cloud. I have another set coming to my house. I don't even know how many that is by now. I told the wife to stop at 2. She's not stopping. She's only getting more and more aggressive. But they are coming. Have you taken advantage of it? 60% off. 60. You have to go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials and use the promo code Jesse. That gets you 60% off Giza Dream Sheets. Remember, 60-day money-back guarantee. If they're not as wonderful as I say, send them back. But do get a couple sets to take advantage of 60% off, right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Now, there's something else we're going to discuss next hour, but I'll get to that in a second. You can email the show, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Or if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I'm gonna go over this real quick before we get to Medal of Honor Monday in history. Dear de facto semi-fascist leader of the Ultra MAGAs, do you have any insight as to why someone such as Stacey Abrams is constantly talking about abortion? This goes right back to what we were just talking about with Eric Adams, with Joe Biden, with Alejandro Mayorkas.
The border is secure.
Congressman, the border is secure. We're executing our plan
And I've been very clear and unequivocal in that regard.
I want to repeat my assurance to our audience this morning that the border is, in fact, secure.
Okay. Abortion. Why is this something Democrats are trying to run on everywhere in the country? Why? Does it make sense? Look, maybe you're a hardcore pro-lifer like me. Maybe you don't care about the issue. Maybe you're pretty pro-abortion. I don't know, but there aren't very many people who would run to the polls for that issue, right? Now, you've got some real serious problems if you're voting specifically on that issue. So why would Democrats be running on abortion all across America? Why? Well, what else are they going to run on? You see, this happens. It's a very dangerous thing. You get mad, and I get mad, that Democrats in this country control every cultural institution. It's become what I call the system, right? There's no check on all the other institutions because they all believe the same thing, and that's really bad. I mean, they make your TV shows, they play your sports, they make your laws, they teach your kids, they own it all. Jesse, it sucks. You're right, it sucks. But oftentimes your greatest strength can be your greatest weakness. If you're a Democrat, why are you running on abortion in this country? Why? Because if you're part of the system, if you're Stacey Abrams, you don't have the ability to see outside of the system. You don't have the ability to see outside of your bubble. Who's going to tell you? Every single person, every Democrat, staffer and pollster and campaign manager, every TV show she watches, every single person who has any access to Stacey Abrams' eyeballs and eardrums tells her that abortion is a huge deal and women are angry about it and this is going to... Every single person in her life tells her that. So her greatest strength has become her greatest weakness. She can't see reality because she occupies a world that is not real. We've talked about this a lot, too, when it comes to these communists. They occupy a world of a complete false reality because of the sky is green phenomenon I've talked about a lot. I have another great sky is green thing coming next hour. Next hour is going to be packed. Medal of Honor, history, sky is green, got all kinds of good stuff. We start to talk about the diamond heist, Chris. I'm excited. I'm trying to figure out. I spent some time on this over the weekend, just an hour or two, trying to figure out what my role would be on a diamond heist team. And I don't know, part of me wants to be in charge. I'll admit I do have control issues. Part of me wants to be in charge. Hey, go over there. What's wrong with you, Bob? No, put the gun away. No, like I want to be running things inside. Open up the safe or the girl gets it. But I do have another particular set of skills. We'll discuss that and more. Next. I'm
going after. You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.